It's 11 past this morning. It's 100.1 FM WRHI. We got Friday morning. This is the 28th, 68 degrees. Pretty good looking Friday.
I know it. And we're looking forward to talking with the folks from LICO, which is the Leadership York County Group. And I love that my class 2017, part of the folks here, Leah Anderson McCraney, as well as Josh Wiley. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. You know, this dodgeball tournament is benefiting the Children's Attention Home.
That is right.
And we sure love them over there at the Children's Attention Home.
We really do.
How did the process, I know this, but tell us how the process went to choose the Children's Attention Home as far as a great philanthropy for us this year.
Sure. So Leadership York County is actually an eight-month program. And so we started out at a retreat in September and came up with a project idea where we wanted to influence the career readiness for youth. We sort of started out thinking high school, and during one of our agency tours, as a part of our curriculum, we toured the Children's Attention Home and realized that they really had a need for some supplemental assistance in their career readiness program, and so that ended up being a really perfect fit for us. And they wanted our assistance too. So now we're raising money to help supplement their independence and life skills and career readiness programs.
And somebody said, nothing says raising money like a dodgeball tournament.
I know. We got all this information all together and ready to go.
I love this because, I mean, think of the last one dodgeball tournament you went to. I can't remember.
Exactly.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
It's coming up May 13th at Northwestern High School and still time to register, of course. You put all this together on our website and stuff, Josh. Was it a difficult process to sort of whittle down all the information?
No, I'm used to it. I do it on a daily basis, so it wasn't too bad putting it together.
You're an IT man.
That's right. You can check out Josh's work at dodgingfordreams.com. That's F-O-R or the number 4. Both of them lead to
good.
The same spot.
Oh,
so,
excellent.
Whatever you prefer. He's built an awesome website, and we're really proud of it.
We all haven't seen the movie.
Dodgeball
and stuff like this. So how do we set this thing up? How many people on a team? And then you got elimination.
Sure.
And, of course, you the last one standing there.
That's right.
Is that what we're doing? How many on a team?
Right now we have 6 to a team.
6
and 1
team.
Alternative.
Okay.
That's right.
In case someone goes down. Okay.
True.
All right.
That's right.
It seems like I remember playing this in school and stuff like this. It is a kids game that you can really get serious with. How big is the ball?
So I hear that they are foam balls, so don't be too alarmed.
Remember the old,
rubber balls?
Those could kind of...
I was rather terrified by the thought.
That could kind of sting you a little bit, if it got you in the... Oh, yeah, that didn't hurt.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
You have a little like a paintball situation, like, hey, you got smacked right here, you're out.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat to register. We can have teams up to 16 of them. We're still sort of looking for a few more to
fill. Yeah, we definitely still need teams, and you can register. The minimum is 6 and 1 alternative, but if you have more friends that are wanting to participate, we welcome them to be a part of your team. And our t-shirt deadline is going to be this Tuesday.
Okay.
So you still have time to sign up. Originally we were going to cut it off today, but we are extending it. So if you're still interested and want to register, feel free to visit our website or email us at dodgingfordreams@gmail.com.
Excellent. What is it like to feel like when we help out the Children's Attention Home? I mean, I know it's an emotional moment. I mean, as far as like making sure that these kids are being helped, I mean, that's really what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually held a small little career fair for them and got to interact with some of them face to face. And that for me was probably the most powerful moment of this whole process, was just being able to see the youth that we are able to assist. And if this project can help break a cycle of poverty or abuse, that'd be great.
These kids didn't ask for any of the stuff they're into and stuff. Their circumstances.
Exactly.
Circumstances beyond their control has put them in the situation here, and to try to keep it as normal as possible and as regular as possible is the thing. It's hard enough for us, and we got it all together, supposedly,
right.
Quote, you know.
Really.
But can you imagine some kid who doesn't know where he's putting his head down each night or doesn't have that, you know, whatever that he needs next to him.
Stability
or
like
or
that.
Or
exactly.
Or whatever. Yeah, and that family situation, and then somebody saying, it's going to be okay.
Josh, you're a pioneer with Comporium. I see you on TV. You're on the PSA that they put on there.
Is that you?
Oh, yeah. Josh is famous.
He is Comporium.
Are you getting recognized for that?
I am.
Yeah.
Your dynamic face on there.
Right. Has it helped you? Has anybody said, let me buy you lunch or something like that?
Well, no, not yet.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on that one. So, if anyone runs into me in town,
absolutely.
You know, and wants to buy me lunch,
is this about on par for the Comporium Pioneer work that you're doing with LICO?
Definitely. We're very involved in the community, and like Leah said, this is a huge contribution. We're definitely helping them out a lot, and that goes along with what we do a lot.
I think so. It's really a great time.
It seems to be a given if you go over there and work for Comporium, you're kind of going to be one of the pioneers.
This is a great group of people.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I love it. Well, we can take credit card payments on the internet.
That's right.
Like that. You set that all up for us?
I did, yes.
Okay, good.
So we're looking for teams. You want businesses or you want teams who are just a couple of buddies? Like Steven Stone says, let's go out there and just cause some havoc. Okay, come on, Chuck. I'll put up the money.
That's right. Yeah, we're welcoming any conglomeration of folks. We do require that everybody be 16 and up. If you're 16 or 17, you're going to need a parent signature. If you're 18, you're good to go. We'll just have you sign a little waiver. No big deal. Just trying to protect ourselves.
Make sure everything's okay. You know, she works for Morton and Geddes.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Disclaimer.
One word. Jimbo. I didn't grow up, but I know Jimbo's sister, Roz. We've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Yes, long time. Sweet lady and stuff. This is interesting. What's it cost to get a team in this thing? And this is what we're trying to do, y'all, is raise money for the children's attention home here. And that's what the whole thing's about.
That's right. So it's $250 for a team.
It's easy.
Yep. And that ends up being just about $35 a person if you only have seven. So that's not that big a deal.
You can even raise money in your neighborhood.
Absolutely.
And then just as a sponsor.
Absolutely. And all of it is also tax deductible. You'll get a tax receipt from the Children's Attention Home. And there was one more thing. Oh, I lost my train of thought.
You're in the right room.
I'll tell you for
there are multiple sponsorship levels. So $250 will get you a team. $500 you can get your name on T-shirts and you know, sponsorships at the event.
And that's why the T-shirt deadline is so important for Tuesday.
That's right.
Exactly. And then there are several other sponsorship levels that go up from there.
That's right.
Good.
All right. We're going to have this all at Northwestern. We're all setting up. We're going to have music and some fun activities going on there. So
that's going to be cool. Absolutely.
And an important thing to remember is even if you're not interested in putting in a team, you can also donate. Anyone can make a contribution. You could do that online as well. So
good.
Yep. Any contribution helps. So if you're not interested in playing or getting hit with the dodgeball, then the sign ball. Right on and make a contribution.
I'm just thinking, what if we were organizing a team or something? If I said to Freddie, I mean, I wouldn't even know how to organize softball. I would say, let's hit the ball, let's field some. But with dodgeball, I mean, okay, let's get ready.
Everybody get on.
Well, you don't throw wrenches at each other.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Is that what it is?
Remember when that was in the movie? Rip Torn was the guy in the wheelchair and said, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Let's go.
That is not encouraged at all.
No, I got you.
Right. No wrenches. No wrenches. Only foam balls.
This is great. Y'all spearheaded this thing, huh?
Well, yeah, our whole class has really put in so much effort. We're a class of about 30 professionals around York County, so it has definitely been a group effort. So
good for y'all.
Yeah.
This will be fun. This is different, outside the box. I love it.
LICO really is an exciting program because there's all these opportunities to help in this same way, formulating for your own particular customized class.
Absolutely.
And it's been great meeting all
of
you.
It's a great learning experience.
Yeah. It is.
We're all friends now. Chuck, you got to do it next year.
And we're going to benefit. Am I too old?
No.
One person calls me sir in that group, and that's it, I'm out.
They are all 30, but it's okay.
Thank you, guys.
They're
Josh
nice.
Josh and Leah, good to see y'all both this morning.
Thank you, Chuck.
To see you.
This is Cohen on Saturday, May 13th, 9 a.m. at Northwestern. We're going to sign up at dodgingfordreams.com. Help the Children's Attention Home with their life skills program. Thanks so much, you guys. Josh Wiley, Leah Anderson, McCraney.
Thank you, Freddie.
Thank you.
Here we go. 20 past. Chris and sports coming up.